It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, one of our favorite times of the week has returned. It is time for our first Fransky Friday of the season. Next week, it'll be the day after the first game, which means this is our one chance, you, to preview the season and the team to come with Scott Fransky, the voice of the Phillies. Scott, how you doing?
Well, I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Well, you know, Scott, I got to ask. I'm glad we get a chance to talk to you before the season starts, because I got to ask, because we've been making a big deal out of the fact that nobody on the Phillies is talking about winning the division. Why do you think that is? Why do you think there hasn't been that much talk this year about winning the division as opposed to last year?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying they don't care about winning the division, but what they really care about is winning the World Series, and that's what the focus is. I don't know that winning the division is what it used to be. I still think it's a thing. I still think it's a great accomplishment. I think it shows something about your ability to, you know, be the best team over the long haul and survive a lot of ups and downs. But this team is, you know, they've been down the road here a few times, and they rode the one they want to end on is in the World Series, and I think they all believe that if they end up short of that, whether they win the division or not, it's going to be a year that they are not happy with.
Scott, let's attack the different parts of the team that we'll start seeing next week against the Nationals Thursday opening day. Scott, a lot of rankings come around this time of year, you know, best teams, best rotations, best all this. And the Phillies, anytime there's a best rotation article, they're right near the top with the Dodgers. How good do you think this rotation could be? And specifically, what have you noticed in what looks like a jump from Christopher Sanchez here from even what he was good last year to what he might be this year?
Yeah, I mean, he obviously, his velo is impressive. His command is impressive. Again, it's March. He's not always facing frontline lineups, you know, when you pitch in these spring training games. So the numbers themselves are, you know, the wins, losses, ERA, these kinds of things. They can be a little misleading. But from a stuff perspective, I don't think there's any question that the Phillies, when healthy, have five guys who can throw their name in the ring for, you know, Cy Young votes. I'm not saying they're all going to, you know, could compete to win it, but to be in the conversation to get some votes. They're that good. They really are. And if they're healthy, it has a chance to be a really special group. Obviously, they've got Ranger already with a little bit of back soreness. They don't, you know, everybody seems to indicate it's not going to be any big deal, but you never know. But I think if they're healthy, I have a feeling we might reference the 2011 rotation a lot this year, you know, when comparing numbers, because I think they do have a chance to be special in the way that those guys were.
Scott, I'm kind of curious. When you think of Trey Turner, you know, we've talked a lot about him as well, and you know his play, and you know his at bats. Do you think that this year is going to be a little bit of pressure on Trey to produce a little bit more?
I think there's plenty of pressure, yeah, on Trey. I think there was pressure on him each of the first 2 years. I mean, it obviously comes from different places. I think we saw the reaction of Trey himself. It looked like he was putting a lot of pressure on himself. But I think fans certainly expect, you know, the front office expects. You give a guy that kind of money and that kind of contract, you expect him to be an all-world player. And so I don't know if there's any more pressure than what there already was, because the expectation is pretty high that Trey needs to produce for this team, given the contract. And that's, you know, any way you, whether that's good, bad, or otherwise, it's what it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was pressure on Bryce, too, to produce with that kind of a contract. And largely he's done that. You know, if he's healthy, if he's been healthy, he's put up numbers. And I think they're looking for the same thing from Trey.
Scott Fransky joining us here. Our first Fransky Friday of the spring season starts on Thursday in Washington against the Nationals. All right, speaking of Trey, Scott, we have been monitoring very closely the daily lineups to see who is the leadoff hitter in spring training, as the Phillies have been open about maybe a change here. And Scott, I realized the other day that maybe I had been thinking about this wrong, because I just thought it was an A or B, not A and B. So I've noticed a lot of Trey Turner hitting leadoff when a lefty is starting, and Kyle Schwarber hitting leadoff when a righty is starting. Scott, what's your guess on all this? And do you think there's a chance we have two different lineups, and some days it's Trey and some days it is Schwarber?
Yes, I think there's a very good chance of that. I think there's a chance that early in the season we see some different lineups. You know, I think the thing that Rob Thompson, I don't know this because I haven't asked him this directly, and we'll get the chance to do that at some point soon, but is if you go and say X is my Y, for instance, Trey is my leadoff hitter, then the first time you deviate from that, everybody says, well, what? I thought Trey was your leadoff hitter. It's just like the closer thing. If I say Alvarado's my closer and then I use him in the eighth, they'll be like, wait a minute, I thought he was your closer. And Rob has never been one to want to manage that way. And so I do not think it would not surprise me at all to see some different lineups coming out of the gates from the Phils. And they may be matchup-based. They may be, hey, it's just something I want to see. It may be based on getting certain guys rest on different days or whatever. But I do think we're going to see some different lineups coming out of the gate.
Scott, let's talk about some of the newcomers and your impressions of them so far. Jesus Luzardo, part of that good rotation. Max Kepler, who's looked like he's had himself a good spring here. The new guys that are looking to kind of fill voids and be upgrades in terms of those role players for the Phillies. What have you thought of those guys so far?
Yeah, well, Kepler, if he's anywhere close to what he's looked like in spring training during the regular season, the Phillies have gotten themselves a really good player for $10 million. Honestly, he looks really good. I know they've made some adjustments. Again, just like we talked about earlier with regard to Sanchez, you're not always facing guys you're going to face during the season, and you're not facing guys who are going to be pitching you the same way during the regular season. But just from a standpoint of, you know, the ability, the athleticism, this guy, he's a big guy. Max Kepler. He's a big guy, you know, Kevin Long believes that they're going to be able to tap into some more of his power that he hasn't had in a few years. I think he'll be fine defensively in left field. I think he's athletic and he looks really good out there. That won't be an issue at all. I think they maybe, you know, if the numbers in spring training suggest anything, I think than they've gotten a steal. Lizardo was great and has been great. I like him. I've liked him for a long time. There's not much to not like about Lizardo. I mean, I will say that we've seen some games where his pitch count can get up there and he can, you know, come out after five or whatever because of a high pitch count. But if he's healthy, if he's on, and so far he's felt healthy, he's got a chance to be really good. So I think they both fit in very well. They both are upgrades at what they had before. So they're both good moves in my humble opinion.
Scott, how about the bullpen? If I had to pick one part of the team that I am, I don't know if concern is the right word, but just I'm questioning. Yeah. I want to see what it is. It's the bullpen. I feel like I can guess what the offense will be and the pitching staff. Like you said, the starters should be excellent. They lost a lot, though. Hoffman, although he had a tough playoffs, he was outstanding in the regular season for 2 years. And Estevez, they trusted for a lot of big outs in September and August last year. What do you think about that bullpen? It just feels to me it's not as deep as it was last year, but maybe I'm underrating some guys I don't know a lot about. What do you think about this bullpen?
Yeah, I think, again, tough to gauge on spring training.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Alvarado looks amazing, right? Alvarado looks so much better than he has in the last year and a half. If that continues, that's one big step in the right direction. Obviously, you're looking for someone like Ryan Kirkering to take another step and take on more, big outs late in the game. Romano, we haven't, I don't think, seen the full capability yet as far as velocity. He's going to pitch again today here in a little bit. So, we'll see if he continues to ramp up. I tend to agree with you that's the one thing where I think we're a little more wait and see. I do think they have some depth and some ability. But I do think there's a little bit of wait and see there. Matt Strom, is he fully healthy and is he going to be ready to go? He'll be ready to go at some point. But, what the makeup looks like, I think remains to be seen. But I also think there's, you can make adjustments there as you go. Calling on depth pieces, looking at the waiver wire, looking at, possible trades that are out there. So I do think that's something that they're always keeping an eye on, trying to improve.
Scott, as we enter the season, I mean, last year, the last time we saw the Phillies, it was the Mets that took them out. The Braves last year had a tough year by their standards. Now they get some guys back healthy. How do you view the competition now? I mean, all three could make the playoffs again. I think a lot of people believe they will. Who do you view as the bigger challenge for the Phillies? Is it the Braves in a bounce back or the Mets now that they've added Soto to what they had?
I don't know. I mean, I think they're both really good teams. There's a lot we don't know about the Mets, starting rotation or whatever. They've got some injuries there. And they've got some guys that are, you know, someone like Clay Holmes who's coming over to pitch in the rotation now. But, you know, the Braves obviously getting the big guys back, not only Acuna offensively, Strider on the mound. That's big. They've lost Fried. Fried was a real bulldog kind of competitor who anchored that rotation. I think Strider certainly fits that mold. And has better stuff than just about anybody in the game when he's on. So they're both going to be tough challenges. But, you know, I fully expect the Phillies have, you know, a lot of talent as well. And I think this could be a very much a three-team race right down to the very end. They could all three get in the playoffs. They might not. I could definitely see that scenario play out where one of them gets, you know, potentially beat out, but I would expect all three to be part of the playoff picture. If they're healthy, all three to be part of the playoff picture throughout the year.
Scott, before we let you go, not only are you part of our show.
You're going to ask me about you. I gotta ask you a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I'm at the batting cage the other day. You know, I'm back and forth a lot. I'm not always down here.
Yeah.
But I was at the cage the other day, and somebody said, who was the person who threw out the first pitch the other day?
No, it was the second one. But I was the second one.
You mean two people threw our first pitches?
Yeah.
But Scott, the divot in the ground in front of home plate, that was
Scott,
you.
Scott.
The word that was thrown out was embarrassing. That's the word that came out. And I'm like, huh, I wonder who that was.
Hugh, do you know who that was?
It was me, Scott. it was me. I mean, but in my defense, I was in Clearwater chilling. And, and you know, Brazier kind of threw me under the bus.
Are you blaming Brazier?
Yeah, I'm scapegoating. Okay. Scapegoat Douglas on deck right now. And he asked me on the air to throw out the pitch.
Like right then, and you were just
right then and there, and I was not prepared. And I wasn't going to get prepared. So I just said, you know what? Kyle and Joe were laughing because they knew what was about to happen. So I just gave the people what they wanted. That's
okay.
It. I just gave the people what they wanted.
All right. You were just playing to the crowd.
I was playing to the crowd.
I think the crowd wanted a strike. I'm not sure they wanted the ball to bounce at 55 feet.
Scott, you know what the worst feeling in the world was?
What?
Like, they said, Hugh Douglas, everybody said, yay! And then when I threw the pitch out there, it was like, aw.
You experienced it all, Hugh.
I mean, I went through the whole gambit of emotional Philly fans.
Yeah, you did. All right, Scott, while you're with us, because not only are you a part of the show, but we know you also get a chance to listen sometimes. So we're doing the bracket of Hughes with all his different personalities on the show. So
okay.
Every caller today, and you get to be part of this, gets to pick a winner as we go through the first round. Are you ready for your matchup?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, you get one of the one seeds you get to have. And we hear him a lot. That would be tongue-tied, Hugh. Taking on the 16 seed 180 Douglas when he takes an opinion he has and then flips it right back around the other way 10 minutes later. What do you got, tongue-tied or 180?
I said, and is this based on what I would prefer to hear or what I think happens?
Better version of Hugh, your
which
favorite.
One do you like? Yeah, which one do you like?
Yeah, well, I mean, all you guys are 180s on the, you know.
Well, you're right. I mean, you are right.
I'd say talk the tongue tied. Yeah. That makes me smile.
Yeah, all of us too. Scott, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you a lot, Scott.
Scott, have a great week, and we'll be listening next Thursday.
All right, talk to you next week.
All right, there we go. Scott Fransky. With the right, that was... And I think tongue-tied wins in a landslide. And
no, listen. Because he shows up every day. Because, like, a lot of times, and I'm okay with this. Because, you know, a lot of people, they want to try to make fun, especially early on when I was doing radio. Oh, you can't talk. You got rocks in your mouth. Man, listen. Sometimes I get excited and I talk fast. I am not the only person on the planet to do that. I'm okay with that. And I'm comfortable in my skin. So that is not a way, if you want to embarrass me, that's not it, because I do that every day.
Well, not only are you not the only person on the planet to get tongue-tied from time to time, that happens to all of us. You're actually, you're not even the only person, Hugh, at the station that has had some moments. Did you happen to be listening this morning to the morning show? James Seltzer was sitting in for Joe DeCamera, and James had himself, I would say, a tongue-tied Hugh
moment. It was not good.
Ha ha ha!
Man, listen. As much as we talk, it was a lot worse early on. It's gotten a lot better. And sometimes, and I believe, you got to be able to laugh at yourself, man.
Dude,
Tua,
you
top
really
of
the
do.
Top of the, we, you know,
that was one of our first shows was Tua.
Yeah,
that was good.
No, I can't remember when it was that I finally realized that you looked at me and I'm like, Lance, this dude is different.
a legit threat.
And then all of a sudden, I look over and I'm trying to explain myself, and I'm not doing a good job. And Joe understands exactly what I was saying. Then I was like, you know what? I feel like we're going to go a long way since he picked up on that.
What I never told you is, you know how they have the Rosetta Stone where you get to learn languages while you sleep?
You had the Rosetta Stone?
I had Rosetta Stone, Hugh Douglas, before we started the show. I learned that.
I mean, the one that I play all the time is like maybe it's like my all-time favorite piece of audio in the world.
You
talk about it.
You're drowning.
Because I remember I was about to say something. Boy, you lucky I didn't say what I was about to say. And I was trying to walk it back.
Yep.
And it was just like, man, that one right there, I'm glad I didn't say what I was about to say.
And it just comes off like you're butchering a word.
Yeah.
Really.
No, it was a stream of conscious, man. Yep. Like a lot of times I might think one word. And then another word sounds better, and I'll just combine the two right there.
Eminominy.
It happens to all of us. When I was doing nights, one time TK was on updates with me, and mm-hmm. I don't even know if we could even have the audio anymore, but Jack caught TK butchering an update, and he kept playing it every break when we came back, and TK was... Listen, it happens to everybody. It's part of it. We're live on the air. We're going to butcher some things, and then we have fun with it after it happens. Yeah, you know what, though? In James's defense, I believe he was trying to say June... first cuts.
Yeah,
that's kind of a tongue twister.
If you're
kind of talking a little bit faster, you're getting a little animated.
He was pretty close to having to get dumped.
I know. Yeah, that's not good. All right, 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Would you want Micah Parsons on the Eagles? As I often say, I'm very proud of the people on Twitter. Clear thinking, level-headed, mature.
He must be winning.
Just not paying
61%,
attention.
61%. Yes!
He ain't winning by a whole lot.
61-39 is pretty big.
I just, not to, you know, toot my own horn.
This has been Dr. Douglas.
But last week, I was doing numbers as far as winning these Twitter polls. That's all I'm saying.
They,
like 80%.
I was doing numbers.
I was doing numbers.
You've lost it. All right, let's go.
I was killing the Twitter poll last week. All I'm saying.
This is influencer Hugh.
I know. This is write that one down for next year's bracket. Andy in Westchester's up. Hey, Andy.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Andy.
What's going on?
Have you ever noticed that you rarely get one Hugh at a time? There's always a second.
They come in bursts.
Yeah, tongue-tied Hugh is usually following up. What's his name? Walk it back, Hugh. And he just did with Fransky. It was excuse maker Hugh, and then victim Hugh, all at one time.
All at one. You know, listen. I got him spooled up, bro. Andy, I got him spooled up. If I need them, they come out when I need them.
One always follows the other. It's never one at a time.
Wait a minute. What was that? It was a movie a long time ago with the young girl who had multiple. Lizzie Borden. Is that who it was? Not Lizzie Borden. It was I can't remember what it was, but it was a movie back in the day where she had multiple.
There was also the Jim Carrey, Me, Myself, and Irene. You ever see that?
That was a great movie.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that one probably towed that line of things, jokes you can't make anymore.
That definitely towed the line.
Yeah. Go ahead, Andy.
So, all right. Well, this is really tough for me. I mean, it's hard to anybody who logically to themselves can convince themselves that, like, if we hadn't gotten our asses kicked, we would have won that game. Is essentially what Micah Parsons says.
Yeah, he did.
But I'm reluctant to say I want him. And I've been long thinking this, so you got to walk with me here.
We got you, bro.
So, how much does he make right now?
So he makes, I believe he's going to get $20 million, $23 million on his, because he's playing on the fifth-year option right now for this season.
Right. And Jerry Jones is what? I mean, how senile is he at this point?
Oh, he's gone. Yeah, Jerry's out to pass.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
So let's say we trade Bryce Huff for him and then bench him.
So you want to trade for Micah and bench him? Well, I mean, if we could dump Bryce Huff on them, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Exactly. And then on top of that, just out of spite, Cowboy Jim would jump out of one of his planes.
Oh, Cowboy Jim, would be the worst moment of his life if we got Parsons. Hold on. I'm glad you brought this up. Andy, you hit a very important part that no one has considered today. We could make Cowboy Jim sad. Doesn't that sway you a little bit, Hugh? A little bit?
It's intriguing.
I know it's probably sways Kyle. That we could really upset Cowboy Jim. It's got to make you... Like, that would be a silver lining in all this. He'd be miserable.
Yeah. He's miserable anyway.
Well, that's true.
No, this would be... He thinks he hit rock bottom already. That floor's collapsing if we get Micah Parsons.
Oh, you're right about that. All right, Andy. Are you ready for your battle of Hughes?
Yeah, I was hoping for tongue-tied. You wouldn't even have gotten the next one out.
Oh, I know. You would have hit that. All right. You know what? I'm going to give you one, because I know you're a great listener to the show, that you will handle this one well. I don't think it's an easy one. Let's go to the 3 seed. Reckless speculation, Douglas, where he just throws out theories and he's recklessly speculating. Or a 14 seed that I think has upset potential. And that would be Tubi Hugh, when he goes home and watches Tubi and then tells us about the shows he's watching.
Oh, my God, you're right. I'm going Tubi.
Tubi Hugh, our biggest upset so far. Andy, we appreciate the phone call.
Tubi Hugh might make a deep run.
Tubi Hugh, that's one of those where every year there's a team, it's like, you know, I know they're from this conference I've never heard of, but they're 30-3,
man,
and you don't want to play them.
Listen, I wish that I could share with you some of the bad Tubi moves that I've seen that everybody that's listening right now know exactly what I'm talking about. I saw one the other day where they don't even care about, you know how like they have the wardrobe department and they have the makeup and everything? Yeah. Dude had his fake beard was falling off while he was doing the shot. I think Tubi has leaned into this. You know, with some of the bad death scenes, some of the bad like CGI and all that other stuff. I think they've leaned into it.
Almost on purpose,
yes,
not going to have quality production?
Because people talk about it. Mm. Like some of these TV shows and stuff they have. Man, I can't even tell you. Never mind. I can't even tell you. I saw one the other day, and it was just like, it was different.
This is why Tubi Hugh just want a matchup. I mean, this is why this thing's moving on.
If it makes a deep run, I might have to get Conklin to remix CCR's Suzy Q. As Tubi Hugh.
You know what? Now I'm rooting for it. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here on the other side. Your reaction, everything today, including Micah Parsons. Do you want him on the Eagles? Like, plain and simple. He hasn't been signed yet. The Eagles have 20 draft picks the next 2 years. Jerry Jones has no idea what planet he's on. I want the Eagles to call the Cowboys and trade for Micah Parsons. Are you in or are you out on Micah? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard, and we'll give you a matchup for the bracket of Hughes. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? Not the smell of bacon, but that's what I wanted to say. It's those grills firing up for the summer, people. It's time to take cooking outside. I don't know about cooking outside this weekend. It's going to be a little cold, but you know what I'm getting at. Picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill, and on the flat top, you guessed it, bacon, because we love bacon. Now, that's what spring's all about, longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you, and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.